Hello everyone, how are you today? Today I actually decided that it is important to consider laughter. I asked myself this morning, how often do I laugh? Laughing is very beneficial for all of us, no matter if we are male or female, no matter if we're young or old, no matter what kind of classification we put on ourselves. And all of this that I just mentioned are just classifications that actually restrict us. But actually, no matter what our blood type is, what our constitution is, it is very beneficial for us to laugh. The same way it's very beneficial for us to breathe. And there are certain things that when they say this is good for you, actually, depending on a constitution or blood type or something else, it may not be. They're not universal. But laughter is like breathing. It actually is universally good for everyone. So I ask myself, why am I not laughing more often? It immediately came to me that I obviously choose to be more serious. Not even consciously, but some subconsciously, unconsciously. And this is not serving me. So that's why I decided to bring up the topic of laughter today and ask you, let's look at it. Depending on where you are in the world, it will be a different time right now, but that doesn't matter. Have you laughed today? How many times? Was it from the heart? You know, laughter, when I say laughter, I mean laughter from the heart. Something that's really funny and enjoyable, but not like demeaning to somebody else or making fun of somebody else or yourself in a way that's diminishing. Real laughter. And it is interesting that actually many things that are considered comedies, and they're labeled like comedies on different watching platforms, are not funny at all. So it makes me wonder, you know, whoever decided to call those comedies, what were they thinking? So it is our perception of things, obviously, that will present something as laughable or not. But the truth is that we can always find something that is witty, smart, it makes us laugh without actually fracturing our identity by being diminishing to ourselves or somebody else. I will actually share a couple of jokes that are coming to me. I appreciate the wit, the presence, the joy, and the power of animals. So those are actually considered animals. Two monkeys are talking to each other, and one of them said, "I don't trust people who wear clothes." And the other one says, "Me too. What are they hiding anyway?" So this is actually very funny because it's very innocent. There's nothing diminishing towards ourselves or others in it, and it is very pleasant. So, what if we choose to laugh, choose to focus on even perceiving things that before were perceived by us as serious, as laughable? Find the laughter in the situation, find what's funny in it. And so I can say, what do you mean? This looks like a very ridiculous situation here, and it's painful. What's to laugh about it? Well, when you actually perceive it as painful, you attract more of that frequency, which makes it more painful. If you turn around and laugh about it, it actually changes the frequency and raises it, which is more pleasant, start to attract more pleasant things and resolve the situation. Even in a situation that looks like, okay, something not very pleasant has happened, if you start laughing about it, you will basically start changing the frequency of the situation. Find what's funny in the situation. Well, ultimately what is funny is that I am the one, you are the one, we are all individuation of the source. And the source is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. So it means all-knowing, everywhere present, and almighty. So we have all these qualities, and when we perceive a situation as limiting, means we separate ourselves from the source. Well, this is pretty laughable. So ultimately, on the bottom of every situation, we can find to laugh about it, but not in a way that's painful and diminishing towards us or others, but in a way that is actually raising the frequency of vibration. And as I said, everything is about raising the frequency of vibration. Because our whole life and everything in it is energy that vibrates with a certain frequency and attracts more of the same frequency. The higher the frequency, the more pleasant things are. The lower it is, the more unpleasant they are. So we only have one thing to do, one thing to be, to raise our frequency of vibration and keep it up. That's it. It's as simple as this. Simple and easy, but still we choose to do something that's more complicated, more difficult, and unpleasant on top of it. So let me share the other joke. A camel and an elephant are talking, and the elephant is asking the camel, why are you wearing your breasts on the top of the back so everybody can see them? And the camel said, that's a strange question from an animal that wears his penis on his face. So this is, you know, again, introducing playfulness and making things pleasant. And there are even funnier jokes. Another one is coming to me. You know, a guy was supposed to go to a dinner, was invited to a dinner, and he's never been to a dinner party. So he told a friend of his, and the friend gave him advice. He said, look, they will serve many things, you know, started one thing, then another, and every single thing that comes later will be better than the previous one. So, you know, if you're wise, you wouldn't need the first things, and, you know, because you know every single course that they bring after that is better than the previous one, wait until the last one, and that will be the tastiest, so you have space. Otherwise, if you're eating the first one, second one, you'll be full, you wouldn't feel like eating anymore. And when the best thing comes, you wouldn't be able to enjoy it. And so here, the guy went to dinner with the others, and they served the first thing. Everybody ate, he didn't need anything. And he was kind of like thinking to himself, you know, I am so smart, because now I'll be completely ready to enjoy the last thing most. Then they brought the second course, and again, everybody ate, and he didn't. And then they brought the third one, and then they brought the dessert, and after everything was finished, they brought a small thing of a very small container and just one put in the middle of the table. And some people didn't even get anything from it. Only a few people took just one small thing from it. And they started to do something to their mouths. And so this actual joke is better said on a video, so you can see the gestures that are happening, but anyway, it's funny, this like that too. And so he was thinking, see, they're actually full and they cannot enjoy the last thing. So he took all of the stuff that were in this container and ate them. And guess what was in the container? Well, they were individually wrapped toothpicks that, you know, some people didn't need, that's why they didn't use them, and others, you know, they only would take one and kind of like do something in their mouth in a way that's more not exposed. So some people would put their hand in front of their mouth or be more discreet about it. And the guy actually ate all the toothpicks. So this is funny. And the joke is, you know, more about what we do when we start listening to others instead of listening to ourselves. How many restrictions we put on ourselves only because somebody else said, and who says that this somebody else is knowing more than us? The moment we actually decide that, we fracture our soul identity and our identity in general. We separate ourselves. We go against many universal laws of nature that work all the time. And even if we do it completely unknowingly, we're still harming ourselves. Because, as I repeat all the time, universal laws are valid all the time. They have no exceptions, and they actually have full power all the time. You cannot override them, skip them, there's no loop. That's the difference between the universal law and the laws that the man made. The man-made laws can always find loops, exceptions. In the universal law, there isn't anything like that. They work in full power, no matter if we know about them or not, no matter if we're aware of them or not, no matter if we acknowledge them or not. They just work all the time. So the best thing for us to do is to learn them and start using them. So this is it. Instead of talking too much, what if we just sit in silence and find what's funny and laugh about it with our whole heart? It's not necessary to say how good is this, how it will release dopamine and other feel-good hormones from our brains. We've all heard this, but knowing this in theory doesn't do anything. The question is to do it in practice and to start doing it all the time. You know, laughing with your whole heart for a few minutes has such a tremendous benefit that pretty much nothing else can do it. And it feels very pleasant too. So that's my invitation to you and to myself too. Let's laugh, starting immediately. And I will finish here with one of our favorite prayers and focus it on that, to release everything that's holding us back and laugh with our whole heart. Because once we laugh, we cannot have tension. Laughter will dissolve all the tension, all the stress, all the physiological stress, all this frozen light that's within us, and it's preventing us from being ourselves. Playfulness, laughter, easiness, those are higher self characteristics. So why don't we embody them? Divine consciousness, Father, Mother, Life, you are our lives, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every necessity and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. And how better we can express the divine by being ourselves. And ourselves is light, is generous, it's fluidly flowing. And laughter is a characteristic of that, a true wholehearted laughter. As I speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so. Amen. Thank you for being here. And love. Love with a whole heart. Daily and as often as possible.